Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Got something special for you here in the 5 o'clock hour. Aside from us, which is special, and the relationship we have with you, that's also special. We have a pair of tickets to go to Allen Iverson Misunderstood, the book tour, happening Tuesday, October 14th at the TLA right there on South Street in Philly. Each ticket, you get a copy of Allen Iverson's new book. For tickets, more information, visit Ticketmaster.com. So, every call this hour, do not just call for the tickets, but if you are a normal WIP calling with content, you're registered and we'll pick one winner out at the end of the show. This is the Top 5 of 5, and it is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So this is going to sound embarrassing, but, you know, when you watch something that you get fully invested in, sometimes you act a little embarrassing.
Okay.
So when the ball's flying home into Fransky's booth from Kirkering's right arm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting up, right?
Yeah.
As soon as it happened, I went into the fetal position on my couch.
No.
I wasn't proud of it.
You went fetal position?
Yeah.
Come on.
And
no.
I did. I know. And I didn't want to talk to Ike, but I had to. And I didn't even. You know, you got to put a tweet out, right? Because content.
You don't, but yeah.
You don't, but yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. I didn't know what to tweet.
Yeah.
I just sat there in silence.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking. What are the five other Philly sports moments during my lifetime that I sat there in silence after?
And they just showed last night's moment when we were in the Xfinity lounge over there, just on the TV.
Yeah.
It's one of these moments that I'm going to, every time I watch it, I'm going to think maybe it'll end differently when I watch
it. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they say that you have a 7-minute highlight when you die.
Yes.
I think the Kirkering overthrowing JT Realmuto is going to be on my highlight reel.
Yeah, it'll be on there.
Like Walker being born, Sutton being born, Kirkering throwing it out of bounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the top five Philly sports moments that left you sitting in silence.
Yeah, starting at number five. We usually don't do flyers on this show.
Ooh.
But when their miracle run in 2010 ended like this, it was one of those moments that you sat there in silence.
When it went wide, and around it flicked by Ladd, and then went off of Coburn, on back to be taken by Campbell. Here's Campbell handing on to Kane again. Lots of head fakes there, trying to shake Tiemann. Threw it in front. Oh, my, it rattled around, and it kicked on back, and then score! We saw no light, we saw no signal, and we're not sure if they've set a signal of a goal yet, but they are celebrating at the other end of the ice. What chaos!
Because you remember, we had no idea if it was a goal or not. You couldn't tell.
I was in the building. I was there.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah, I was there for that game.
You're bad news, man.
Did you go to any of the games in 2001 when Kobe was there, too? Every game. Did you just say you were at every game? Were you at every game?
Yep.
Dude, we need to investigate, Ike. We need to.
I'm trying to say I'm a bad luck.
Well, it sure is looking like it.
Well, hold on. What about when the Eagles win? I'm at those games.
Not the Super Bowl.
But the championship game.
Yeah, but do you leave at halftime?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do they start turning around?
Wait a minute. The one Super Bowl you were at, we lost two.
Oh, the one we played in? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right on that one. Yep. But that, we may have to examine that. Yeah. We may need to examine
that. 2010 Flyers team is so fun.
Yeah.
And it was like, they're really going to do it. They came back from 3-0 down against the Bruins. And it was like, what a run. And then for it to just end without any, it felt like no finality. Mm-hmm. It was just we had no idea if it was a goal or not.
And I was there because we carried the Flyers
back then. At that time.
Yeah, that was me and your dad.
Oh, really?
We were doing, like, pregame Flyer shows.
Wow.
That sounds...
A lot of expertise, a lot of Flyers expertise on that show.
A lot of me just sitting there, like, what?
I remember when I first started doing WIP shows late at night, my dad was working at Fox 29, and we'd come over sometimes afterwards. And somebody asked me a hockey question. And I said on air, I said, I have no idea. I don't know. And he came in afterwards. He's like, don't tell them you have no idea. Because they don't know you don't have any idea.
But you also got...
Somehow they knew that I didn't have any idea.
Yeah. I think they knew he didn't have any idea either. I don't think anybody was under...
He thought he was fooling people.
He wasn't fooling anybody. Yeah.
Fourth moment that left me sitting there in silence. Speaking of another miracle run, this was the Phillies in 2022. It was going pretty well.
Oh, God.
Down in Houston. Schwarber hits the home run to give him 1-0 lead, and then they come back, bottom of the sixth. They put Zach Wheeler back out there, but he pulls him for Jose Alvarado, and Yordan Alvarez greeted him with this.
And the pitch to Alvarez. Swung on, hit in the air, straightaway center field. He crushed it. On the run is Vierling back to the wall, and it was over the batter's eye and onto the platform in center field, well over 400 feet. And the Astros have taken the lead here in Game 6 by a score of 3-1 on a monumental home run by Yordan Alvarez.
Not there for that one.
You could hear it.
You know the Schwarber home run?
Yeah.
It was that, but to center field.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and I've only seen the replay once. Like, I can't watch the Yordan Alvarez home run because...
Were you there?
No, I watched that one at home. Okay. I watched that one. We were only there for game one.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, that was the real finality. And even that game was 1-0. Schwarber hits home run. You were like, there's no way they're going to hold on to it. No way. And, Yordan Alvarez. Just brutal. Number three, the Philly sports moment that had me sitting there in silence was one that Spike brought up a little bit earlier.
You got to be aware of the inbounder here if you're Philly.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
No! The dagger?
Seriously.
Game! Series! Toronto has won!
All right, relax, Kevin.
So, my reaction was the same as yours, Jack. I was just sitting on the couch when that happened.
Was that Father's Day?
No, that was the Ben Simmons non-dunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Val was sitting there. She wasn't watching the game. She saw me just sitting there in shock.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what? And I showed her. And she said, oh, wow. We just rewatched it on the podcast. So on the rights of Ricky Sanchez, we tried to exorcise the demons of the old Sixers playoff failure. So we watched every one of them.
Wow, okay.
And the Kawhi shot, 4 bounces. I mean, that is not a natural thing to have. I've never seen a ball do that. Hit front rim, the front of the front rim.
And he shot it from the side.
Yes, from the corner.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Falling out of bounds.
Yeah.
He walked, by the way. But of course.
They all walk in the NBA, yeah.
Do you think they win that game?
If it goes to overtime?
Yeah.
So we asked Danny Green. Danny Green said that he thought the Sixers would have won that game. And he was on the Raptors at that point. We asked somebody else involved in it who thought that the Raptors would win that game. I do not think the Sixers would have won that game. They were cooked physically. I just don't think they would have gotten through overtime.
Why in the 5 o'clock hour?
Yeah, seriously.
Every time.
Can I tell you what it is?
It's the pistachios.
It's pistachios.
Yeah, yeah. You get a little bit of nuts. And all
my throat.
Your little nut in your throat. And it,
and he can't talk anymore.
He can't talk anymore.
It's just unbelievable. You got to relax. You got to. I just had my daily stash.
Well,
I'm fine.
It's just a big bag of nuts.
I know. I know.
Really big bag.
Dude, it's so, Christ, I know. Yes. It's so bad. We're having a serious moment. We're trying to really go through it. And you're making a mockery.
I need to hit your back. You all right? Yeah, over there. Yeah.
Just go get some water.
I have water.
Yeah, look
I
at
have
that.
Water. All right.
I need you dying in here. I know Jack wants to get in that chair, but we don't need it to happen that way.
See ya.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All right, the second Philly sports moment where I left sitting in silence. This was silence straight into just the loudest F-bomb I think I've ever let out in my entire life.
Breaking ball pulled on the right side. Punto to his left. He's got it. Howard falls down, limps towards first. Punto flips, and the game is over. Cardinals celebrate. Howard down halfway to first. Chris Carpenter, three-hit shutout and a 1-0 win for St. Louis, stunning the crowd at Citizens Bank Park, ending this season.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Howard.
I give up. Yeah. You guys finish the show.
Yeah.
Going out that way, just to have the injury in there.
Yeah.
It was the most finale I think I've ever seen in my entire life. That game, still the worst I've ever seen. You had the Ibanez ball in like the fifth that should have been a home run on any other night.
The Chase Utley hit.
Utley started in the ninth with one that would have been a home run in July, but of course it died at the wall. And then Ryan Howard's Achilles pops in the ninth. Still the worst of the worst.
Yeah. After he had gone, really, he had been nursing that thing all year long.
Yeah, September.
Yeah.
That's the last, like, week of the season with it.
Yeah.
And then it popped.
Yeah, and that signaled the end of everything. That was the last of that era going into the postseason.
Does any player ever have calf soreness or Achilles soreness and the Achilles not rupture? It just seems like it happens.
Anytime you hear that, you're like, you know what's coming.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Even last year in the finals, when they were talking about Tyrese Halliburton having a calf issue, and he kept playing, you knew his Achilles was going to go.
Yep, yeah. Finally popped.
Every time.
But the number
Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Same thing. When his popped.
Same thing.
Yeah. But the number one moment that me, entire stadium, probably even Ike, sat there in silence, was this.
It's first and goal. That's picked off. And who else? Rondé Barber. All the way, untouched, down the field. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers may ride to the Super Bowl with that one.
Yeah. He ran right past our sideline. I wanted to run on the field and tackle him.
That's what, how, it's a 15-yard penalty?
Yeah, something. At least he wouldn't have scored.
That's right. Not like continuation in the NBA. Would have been.
As popular as you are in this city,
would that have made me a hero?
Oh my God! The Eagles Mount Rushmore would start with Ike Reese. It would be who else is on besides Ike?
Well, what would be like? Do they give them?
I think they can reward him a touchdown.
They can do it. Okay, if I run off the sideline.
Yeah. If there's an open field and
people were chasing.
Yeah,
they just didn't catch him.
I think, because we heard about their discretion on that with the Frankie Louvu thing last year with the tush push, is that if the referee feels like something like that happened, they can award a touchdown.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. If you had just tackled Rondé. Oh my God. Would have been good.
I would have went down right in history.
Oh, yes.
Oh, are you kidding me? Do you like Reese play? Just think about that, Ike.
When
would
Jack
kicked me out the league, though, would they?
When Jack asked the listeners, "What's your favorite Ike Reese play?" They would all have the easy answer.
That's a good point. That would be front and center.
Do you think if we keep acting like you tried to do that, make pretend that it happened, that we could convince people
that it happened?
Yeah,
yes. I think we could do that, especially for the younger generation. Somebody would buy it.
I'll start telling them, you know,
dude. We could probably do an AI edit.
Yeah, we could. We could definitely do an AI edit of Ike running onto the field.
I swear to God, I hate AI.
I hate it.
I don't know what's real, what's not. Unless I see something like an old lady fighting a bear, and I'm like, hold on, that's not real.
Nailed it.
I sent Jack this. This must have been 6 months ago on Boomer and Geo on WFAN.
Yeah.
Boomer was on the air talking about polar bears having what do clams have on them? The things that grow on them.
Claws?
Barnacles.
He was talking about. He goes, hey. He was like, these whales and these polar bears have barnacles on them, and they actually come up to boats, and they let the humans take the barnacles off. And Gio goes, what? And Boober's amazed. He said, yeah, I was watching all these videos on Instagram.
Oh, wow. Yes. Somebody got him with the AI.
And Gio goes, so Al Dukes, the producer, finds it, brought it over to Gio. And Gio's like, Boomer, this is AI. This isn't real. And it was, you could tell Boomer was a little embarrassed.
Right.
But man, one of the, and that was before, now it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Now you just can't tell.
Yeah. Well, right. And I really can't tell. Unless it's something outrageous, then that's all assume it's AI.
During game three of this series, of the Dodgers-Philly series, I mentioned my mother-in-law was over. Yeah. My mother-in-law and my wife are sitting on the couch. And I'm just locked in on the game, but I hear them talking. And my mother-in-law goes to my wife. She goes, hey, look at this video. And she just goes, Mom, that's AI. And I don't know what the video was, but something tells me it was like an old lady fighting a bear or something.
Right. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Or
yes.
A dog driving a car, right. You know, or grocery shopping. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Oh, God, I don't even know where to start. But first of all, this is the reason why I'm really pissed off by our football, our teams.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First of all, they got me up late the other night. All right, 9 whatever stars.
Yeah, that game three. Like,
all right, I don't mind losing sleep. And we got the win. All right, I don't have a problem with that.
Yep.
I'm all in, right? And they give me with the fake hope. All right, not a problem. Then last night, I mean, seriously, I'm all excited. And
extra innings.
I mean, first of all, I'm like, it's still 0-0. What inning are we in? Like, how's nobody? My wife's like, oh, this is going to go. You know, not that she knows sports, but she's like, what happens if they're tied? I'm like, they just keep playing. Oh, this is going to be a long game. I'm like, no. Somebody's going to I'm like, trust me, somebody will score a run. And we scored a run, which is great. But here's the biggest fiasco that upsets me. All right. Eagles played yesterday, right?
Yes.
Mini bye, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Mini bye. Thursday's a mini bye, right? What? And so I don't know when the hell they're going to play again. And the Phillies playing with like 1,003 days, right?
Yeah, it's
I have
so,
nothing
a while.
To do this weekend.
Oh.
I have nothing to do. Well, I'm going to puck it up. Puck it up. Puck, game two in Florida when it's 93 degrees. What am I going to do Saturday, Sunday?
What if you hang out with your family and friends?
Who?
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Listen, my dog's always there.
Yep, yep.
My wife's always there. My dog's always there. We're good. We love each other. We hang. We're fans.
Sixers preseason tonight?
Who?
Oh, God.
Yeah, what? He's throwing it out there.
No. Okay, now let's talk baseball.
Yeah.
If I told you guys before the first pitch in the first game, we're only giving up 2 home runs. Not to the top 4 hitters for the Dodgers. The entire team. We're giving up 2 home runs the entire series.
Yeah.
And we're going 4 games.
Yeah. I'd say we won in four games. And if you had given me the stats for our starting pitchers, I would have also said we're winning the series. If you told me what Lizardo did in game 2. And
what if I told you they outscored the Dodgers? Would you think they won the series?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't save them for the other games.
Yeah.
No, it's like that college football team that scores 590 points against scrub teams, and they play one number 3 ranked team, and they lose. Like, oh, never mind. That's Penn State. Never mind.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So, I mean, you could see it in their heart and in their eyes yesterday. Once they tied it up with that bad walk home, okay, to tie it up, the top 4 batters, they were playing, their at bats were like, they were the home team in extra innings. Like, even if they hit one solo home run, you're the road team, dudes. Like, there's no guarantee. You're not just going to walk away and the game's over. Like, once it got to the top of the ninth and the Phillies don't score and it's still tied up, I'm like, well, the odds of us winning this game is almost impossible. Because when you're out there on the field and you're the road team, one bad pitch or one bad error gives up a run, which gives up the game, which gives up the series. And that's what's so sickening about that game. Like, there was no wiggle room. And because we choked it up the first 2 games at home, there was no wiggle room. It's those first 2 games that put us in this compromising position. And it disgusts me that they gave us fake hope the other night, man.
It was nice to have the hope. You know,
that team was so balanced. Like, that Phillies team had us fall in love with them again. Just one game. Just one game.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, what was that? Topper said something to the team before the game. He didn't say, like,
don't try harder, trust harder.
Trust harder.
Trust harder.
And they, right, exactly. And that's exactly what they did. They came out and said, okay, if I got a bad pitch, I can punch it the other way, get a single, or at least take 4 extra pitches for the next guy that comes up. And you could see it. They were a team in game 3. Game 4 was obvious. They were just trying to hit the long ball. It was just. Guys, have a great weekend.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Nick.
All right, Nick. Nick just let it out there.
Yeah, I don't normally hear Nick that down.
Yeah, that was...
He's a baseball guy. He charts there. He does the book for every game.
Oh, he scores the game?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Yeah. More people do that than I thought. It's psychotic. I mean, it's crazy.
Evan does every Met game.
Buzz does every Phillies game.
Oh, well, that's not surprising.
Why?
Do you know that Buzz, before game 2, not only predicted the final score, I mean, he didn't do it correctly, but, you know, we all say what we think is going to happen. Buzz mapped out what was going to happen in every single inning.
Yeah.
Every inning he wrote out what was going
to
happen.
He's like Rain Man. Nope.
Yes. Well, Some would say. Jake in Collingswood, you're on WIP. What's up, Jake?
How's it going?
Hi,
yeah,
Jake.
How you doing?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah. You know, I've been I was calling last year quite a bit about Harrison Bader, and the whoever was the screener at the time was like, it got to the point where he was just saying, you're not calling about Bader again, are you? And, you know, it's not like, thought this guy was going to be like, Joe DiMaggio or something. But I just thought he was an obvious complimentary piece for this team the way it was comprised. That was a weakness that we had, was in center field, and at least getting some production at the plate in center field.
Well, Jake, we all got together. We have a trophy here for you for being right about Harrison Bader.
I do appreciate that, and I will accept it.
Somebody's laughing in the background.
Is that your wife laughing?
It was James from WIP in the morning. He's like, Jake, you're not going to talk about Bader again, are you? That was really funny.
Well,
anyway,
Bader's a good player. Now, what people shouldn't get used to, even if he's back, is we had him for a month and a half or whatever, and he was very hot for that time. He's not normally going to hit 370, but he is a good player. He's definitely a good player.
I just look at it this way. From the very first, when he came up with St. Louis, I looked at this guy, and, I mean, you look at him, and he's a specimen. You know what I mean? He's a good, a very good defensive outfielder.
Yep.
He can run.
But physically, you're talking about a specimen, right?
What's your favorite feature?
They're looking at him, man. The guy's, he's got the broad shoulders.
The glutes.
He's obviously a guy that could pump some home runs out, too.
Some iron.
But
yeah.
I'd like to get to, what happened last night. I'm really, Harper, to me, was like, I was so damn disappointed in that guy. I mean, even the post-game thing over there, he's always the same. It's like, it's like, where's the freaking passion and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Schwarber's post-game thing, I mean, was wearing it on his sleeve. To me, Schwarber has really been the guy this year. Obviously, the numbers bear that out and everything else, but I think they got to bring that guy back. He's just like really the heart and soul and the guts of this team. And I'm getting so sick of Harper with all of these stupid, ridiculous, like, scarves and gloves and all of these. He's like a walking,
mannequin.
He's like an East Bay catalog.
He could open his own store. A wing over there in the New Era store with all of his crap that he touts and wears.
But Bader's wearing pink stuff. All right, yeah, take it down.
I haven't gotten tired of Bader yet. They're starting to get fed up with Harp.
And Jake, Bader got an ass that won't quit, though, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice features there.
Yep.
Yes.
Jake is registered. Everybody who calls this hour, don't call just to win, but you call just to talk to us, and you get on. You're registered for a pair of tickets to the Allen Iverson Misunderstood Book Tour Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at the TLA on South Street. Each ticket includes a copy of Iverson's new book. If you want to buy tickets, Ticketmaster.com. So coming up next, we all got our Eagles pick wrong. We are 0 for 3, but we will give you the rest.
I knew it. I tried to do the reverse thing, and it still didn't work.
No. Nope. Yep. We will give the rest of our NFL picks and finish up our conversation today about the Phils and the Eagles. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler. Wow, Mark, you have even more. Yeah. That's all good. With over 5,000 Google five-star reviews, experience the Mark's difference. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Are you pressing the panic button on the Eagles? 68.1% say yes.
Yes.
And should the Phillies re-sign Kyle Schwarber for the third time this week? And right in the middle between the two times we did before, 65.6%
nice.
Say yes.
Nice.
The only good news on the Phils losing is I did have tickets to three separate concerts this month that were all on NLCS and World Series nights, and now I'll have to go to all three of them.
You'll have to go to all
three. Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, a game would have been a good excuse to not go to one of them. Three in 1 month is a lot.
It's a good thing
for
to
me.
Buy tickets to a concert and then try to find an excuse to not go to the concert.
To not go. That's my whole life. It feels good buying the tickets and committing to going, but then when I have to stay out late, I don't like staying out late.
What a concept.
You want to do our picks? Let's do our picks.
All right, well, listen.
Yeah.
What we got?
All right, so Ike, you went 1-3 last week.
Bam!
Again. Oh. Holy cow. 8-12 on the year. Spike rebounded. He went 4-0 week 4, 3-1 week 5. He's up to 10-10 on the year.
There we go, 500.
And Jackie 2-2 is back. I went 2-2 last week, 2-2 the weekend before, 1-2-1 the week before that.
So we're doing three games?
Yeah.
We all started off 0-1 already?
Already?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your score, Ike? I forget.
I think I had it 27-20. I had it 23-10.
Yeah. Okay. We were all around the same.
Oh, yeah, score. I had them covering
easily. None of us
easily.
Had us.
Yeah.
And all right, well, Spike,
like a moron, I said, look, there's no way the Giants are going to score very
right.
much.
Right. Now, we all said it, and they put up 34.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So... all but one of the two of the three of these are really just gut picks. Normally, I look at the trends and the numbers. These are gut picks. So the first one is the Bucks -3 at home over the 49ers.
Ooh.
I think the 49ers have a good defense but are fraudulent. They're winning.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, games by the skin of their teeth. And the Bucks, I might have a futures bet on them winning the NFC.
I was going to say, haven't they been winning by the skin of their teeth?
They have. They have. Bucks, I have a futures bet. Also got a Baker MVP bet. Bucks -3 at home over the 49ers.
Well, at least you're open about it.
Yes. The Saints, I've been saying all year that I think are frisky. I think the Saints are frisky. The Saints are getting 3.5 at home over the Patriots. I think there's a little too much respect for the Patriots over that after that Bills win. I'm taking the Saints getting 3.5 at home over the Patriots. And the Cowboys at the Panthers. Cowboys -3 at the Panthers. Cowboys, another team, a little frisky, and the Panthers stink. So I'm taking Cowboys -3 over the Panthers.
I like it.
Yep.
Sounds like solid picks.
Yep.
All right, I'm going... I like Costco's pick. The Bears +4.5 with the Commanders. I like that. Bears coming off somewhat of a bye week, right? They had a bye week, I think. Yeah, Bears didn't play last week.
Yep.
Listen, Ben Johnson is starting to get something going with Caleb Williams out there. They got to have revenge on their mind from that Hail Mary that basically sunk their season last year.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Washington may win the game, but I think the Bears keep it close. I think that's a field goal game, so I'll take the 4.5 points for the Bears. I'm also, listen, I'm riding Shane Steichen and the Colts out there, man.
Ooh, 7. This is a touchdown, right?
Yeah. Well, is it 7? I had 6.5. What you got, Fritz?
Let me open
whatever
my...
you got. I'll take the Colts minus that versus Arizona. I mean, Jonathan Gannon's out there beating up his players.
Yep.
They're blowing games in an embarrassing fashion.
Yeah, 7. It's 7.
It is 7. Now they go on the road. That game's in Indy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they go on the road to Indy. Yeah, I don't like it. I like the Colts at home. And then my little dark horse team. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I screwed that up.
Okay.
Jack, scratch that.
Scratch what?
The Colts -6.5. Okay. I mean, -7 versus Arizona.
Okay.
I'm taking the Seahawks on the road, -1.5 versus the Jags. That'll be a big matchup. Big win for the Jags last week. We'll see if they can handle prosperity after beating Kansas City on Monday night. And Seattle lost a difficult game last week to Tampa Bay.
You're a Liam Cohen doubter, I guess.
I am a Liam Cohen doubter, but I also have Sam Darnold on two of my fantasy teams, so I may as well ride with him. And then I'm taking the Dirty Birds, man, +4.5 Monday night against Buffalo.
Okay.
Buffalo on the road after that tough loss at home. They probably come out smoking, but Atlanta's coming off a bye week as well. It's a nationally televised game. At home, they at least keep this game close. You're getting 4.5 points at home. I'll take it.
No shot. I'm taking the Bills -4.5.
Yeah. I'm shocked you're taking the
Bills. I think they go down there and roll.
Yeah.
I'm turning into an anti-Michael Penix guy. I'm not,
it's Penix.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care. Not a huge fan. The Lions, I'm taking them +2.5 against the Chiefs. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves with the Chiefs. And
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. And like the Lions, I think are going to be able to consistently put up points in this game. Can the Chiefs keep up? We'll see if they can do that. So I'll take the Lions +2.5. And going against Ike again, I'm taking the Jags and the Fighting Liam Collins.
+1.5.
I'm in on Liam Cohen.
I am too.
You got to get coaches with bad press conferences.
Yes,
they
that's
always
the key.
Turn into the best coaches. Yeah.
All right, so there we go. Oh,
that's a good point.
There are their picks. Use at your own discretion.
Yes.
Remember, everybody that calls this hour is registered for a pair of tickets to the Allen Iverson Misunderstood Book Tour this Tuesday at the TLA on South Street. Each ticket gets a copy of Iverson's new book. If you want to buy tickets, Ticketmaster.com. 215-592-9494. Angry Ted in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Angry Ted?
What's going on, Spike, man? Listen, bro.
Man, long time no hear, Angry Ted.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, but I've been listening, man. Just been running around with the family. You know how that go, Ike, man. Mm-hmm. And Spike, you know what I mean? All the married brothers. I don't know if you married Jack, but if you
He is. He's been married longer than all of us.
I got two kids.
Oh, well, so then Jack, you know how I go. But, hey, Jack, man, last night, bro, was a gut puncher. It just brought back memories. And, Ike, I hate to say this, bro, it brought back Joe Juravicious running down
the
sideline.
Oh, man. Yeah, I feel you.
It brought back Mitch Williams throwing that pitch to Joe Carter, bro. How could you not just throw the first base, man?
Yeah.
I don't want to be too bad on him because I know people take sports serious. And I'm one that I take it serious, but I understand reality in real life, too. But please, man, you have to throw the first base, bro. Come on. And then last night, the ultimate gut punch, the Eagles, like, we forget our identity? Like, what is this, man? Like, what is this? We run the ball to set the pass. We brutalize people. So now we just going to forget who we are? And then the Flyers, man, you know, you didn't mean it. You just caught up in the web. What they say, you get destroyed. strays.
Yeah, they're getting strays.
Nobody's expecting anything out of y'all, but, you know what I mean? You tried last night against the champs, you know what I mean? But it was just all that thing last night, man. I ain't going to talk to nobody till next week, bro, man. I just wanted to get this off my chest, bro. I can't, man. I just say this. For all those fans that are new to this and not true to this, this is what it feels like to be a Philadelphia fan. This is what it feels like to earn your stripes. So until you go through this type of pain, you can't understand where we're coming from. Thanks for letting me vent, guys. Have a great day, man.
All right, Angry
Ted. We'll do this together, bro.
We will.
Yes, sir.
We will.
Great point, too. Like, you guys know, well, you don't, Fritz, because you're young, but Spike, you've been here longer.
Oh, we expect this.
Yeah, well, you grew up around disappointing losses, yes. Right? And this is sort of how you build your calluses and get your tough skin to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Our favorite teams are the ones that lost.
Yeah, go ahead, Fritz.
Yeah, look, the audacity, Mr. Cincinnati born. I mean, come on, man. I've been living and dying with these teams.
How old are you?
31 years.
I've been here 28 years.
Yeah, so his whole life.
Yes, I've been here pretty much your whole entire life.
Right? I know heartbreaking losses. I get it. Like, yeah. It's actually, part of it's like, good to be back.
Yeah, it feels like home.
Good to be back.
We got a little too chesty with all the Super Bowl nonsense. Like, yeah. The Phillies are here to humble us.
And the Eagles humbled us.
Yeah.
Well, I thought in true sicko way, and when Kirkering threw it away, I was like, "That's gonna be something I'm gonna vent about for 25 years."
Oh, you talk about?
Oh, yeah,
it
that's not going anywhere. Yeah, that's one that's gonna stick.
Like, I'm gonna be hosting on this station. I mean, I'm 2050.
Yep.
And I'm gonna be like, "Do you remember when Kirkering?"
Yeah. And whoever you're hosting with in 2050 is gonna be. Will you make a reference from the last?
Yeah,
two
will you
decades?
Make a reference from the last decade?
Yeah.
Can't wait for that transition. Yeah. That's gonna be a transition in my life. Are you
when you're
kidding?
The old guy.
Wow, yeah.
2050. That's a wow. That's.
It's only 25
years away.
Yeah. Well, I'll be cooked by then. Well, 74, are you kidding me?
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll be cooked.
Yeah.
Ew, I don't totally like that. Cooked. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I'll call in, though.
Yeah? What are you going to say?
I'll be Herb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rod will be trying to get me to retire by offering to put me on the Hall of Fame wall or whatever.
Please do it. Please.
We'll put you right next to Ike.
Yep.
I'll be...
You're only 56.
56.
Yeah. Barely older than us.
Yeah. Look at that.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Water runway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. You keep the seat warm.
Yeah, I was going to say. So don't worry about it. Be so touchy about everything.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, I don't need allegations of being touchy.
Huh. Mario in L.A. You're on WIP. What's up, Mario? Mario or Mario?
Either one. You guys say Mario. Other people say Mario. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, no worries. I'm from L.A. I am a huge everything L.A. except Eagles. Growing up, everybody was a Niner fan, Cowgirl fan, Packer fan. I wanted to be an Eagle fan. Wow. Let me start baseball first for you guys. You guys are a better team. You guys destroyed us. You guys had the unicorn-looking human. You had Freddie Freeman, the superstar from last year, looking like nothing. I'm mad as a Dodger fan that Andy Baez even took an interview. I would be disgraced. Kirk, whatever that relief pitcher's name is.
Kirkering.
Kirkering got you the ground out you needed. Does it suck for him? Yes. Does he need to get flagged for it? I understand as a fan it hurts you guys, but the guy did what you needed him to do. It just sucks that he couldn't complete it. Now to the Eagles, because I want to spend the time on the Eagles because it kills me. Patullo's got to go. His defense gets a pass on me. Gets a pass from me on this one because they're the ones that have been holding us in the game, them and special teams. Aside, obviously, from Ringo and Adoree Jackson, who are just – it's awesome Wasp style. It's disgusting. I can't believe they're there, and we didn't even pay for them. Jalen Hurts is not playing elite, but he's playing good enough.
Mm.
I just wanted to call
are
and
we
you
serious?
Guys, you Philly people, I was just there my first time ever on the East Coast in November. For work, I loved it. I wish I could live there.
Hey Mario, how did you end up as an Eagles fan as an Angelino? How does that happen?
So here at that time, I was born in 89, so I'm 36. At that time, there was really no LA team. So if you come to LA, so I know Eagles fans, and I try to carry that over here. Here I have to fact check people. Here I have to fact check people on their teams, kind of like the Texas guy called and needed somebody because in Philly, nobody has to fact check us. We watch every minute, every single game, and we can tell you exactly what play should have been called or which one shouldn't have been called, or why are we running these little – they're not going anywhere. Saquon's getting – every first down turns into second and 14 because we're not getting any gains on anything. So obviously you're going to have a tough third down every single time. And if Jalen can't drop it in the bucket like he does every other time, then it's like, oh, my God, the sky's falling. It's the play calling, but it's because there was no team around here that I didn't want to go for what everybody else was going for. I didn't have an L.A. team at the moment. And really, it was Westbrook, Donovan McNabb, Dawkins.
I agree.
Those were the players that I grew up with that was like, wow, these guys are cool.
Whatever happened, like,
really
Reese.
Cool because my stepson is autistic. You know, the Eagles Autism Foundation, it's really got my wife to sell into the team, and she watches it just as much as – and last thing. She is actually the glue. She didn't watch the game yesterday, and we got destroyed. She didn't watch the Broncos game. We got destroyed. I keep telling her, if she keeps missing these games, we're going to keep losing. I don't know what it is, but she has that thing. Thank you, guys. There's big love for the Eagles in L.A. for the longest. I was the only one here, so appreciate you even taking my call.
Oh, thank you, Mario. Fan,
you'll be at the Chargers game then, right? You going to the Chargers game?
Yes, December 8th.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. On it.
Definitely going to go. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, I was just there for 2 months for work. So I got to go to the stadium for the first time, cried like a baby. You know, it was my dream. But just know that as a Dodger fan, I don't feel proud that we won. Like, I feel like the Eagles form of baseball where we have the team, but we're not performing like we're supposed to. And we're just squeaking by with these wins.
All right, man. Well, thank you for the call, brother. It doesn't make me feel any better. A Dodger fan said, yeah, you guys are the better team.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel worse.
Yeah, I can't tell the Dodgers, like, players and Dave Roberts were, like, trying to set Phillies fans up. But they kept acting really afraid of the Phillies.
In their comments?
Yeah, they kept saying, we don't want to wake them up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, there's the Nightingale thing before the series of, like, the Dodgers view this as their World Series. Like, there seems to be a lot of respect.
I believe that.
There seems to be a lot of respect from the Dodgers side for that Phillies team.
Well, I'll tell you,
mean anything now, which sucks.
No, it doesn't. I'll tell you this. Whoever they play in the NLCS, I would put up on the bulletin board that the Dodgers thought the Phillies were the World Series.
100%.
You know, that was my only, here in Dreamland, where the Phillies win this series. My concern was that this series was so big that whatever happened after this series,
we would go flat after this series.
Yeah. Not that it would be easy, that there was going to be a letdown.
100%. Yeah. And there would have been.
Yeah.
You thought they were going to fly through the playoffs?
No.
Yeah, they would have lost the next series.
Well, they won one total playoff game. So not worried about flying through the playoffs.
Maybe next year.
What do you think? Yeah, well, there's always next year. We'll be at spring training in March once again. And we have the All-Star game here next year.
Yeah.
Maybe it was meant to be.
Maybe it's the year.
It's too early to start talking ourselves into that, yes.
Oh, boy. Who do you think wins, Brewers or Cubs?
I'd still be surprised if the Brewers lost it. I really would be, because then they're a good team.
At home.
Yeah, I hope the Cubs make it.
Yeah,
I like Cubs-Dodgers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who I want to win the World Series. I think the Blue Jays, so everybody forgets about it.
Sure.
Yeah, I want Detroit to win it all.
Of course, yeah.
Would be funny if they collapsed and then won the World Series.
Detroit? It's kind of like the Rangers.
Yes, the Rangers did the same thing.
They lost 10 straight.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
It's the peak of irony for Nick Costas' favorite team to be the Giants. What's next? We find out Jonah Kamara is an Athletics fan? Nailed it! Alex in Lancaster.
Get it? Because Nick Costas is short.
Yep.
I did not get it.
Okay.
Now I do.
Now it's funny.
And even the joke makes sense now.
Yep.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. I could tell. The second time I did the short stuff with Costas, I could tell he didn't like it very much. So I backed off a little bit.
They never do.
No.
Yeah, they never do.
Short
games. Been hearing it all their life.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like Teeks. You don't want to hear that.
No.
Or the 3-win football team. I wish I had easy, since my production mail is harder to get to. I still have this old TK drop of him just stumbling through an update.
Oh, yeah. That was the best.
Would love to hear that.
That was a great drop.
I'll try to find it after the text
line. Okay, what's next?
What the f***? The Delaware Valley when Elliot made sense on the Phillies.
It was... Yeah. Elliot just said he changed his mind.
Exactly.
I've never heard anything like
it. It's like when he disarmed you with the... didn't he have some Jalen thing that he said?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. He said that Jalen's not playing well or something like that. And I said, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, so he's found a new tactic coming in here now. He's trying to disarm us. Is that what he's doing?
He said, I'm more confident in bringing this. Now, can I know what his angle is on the run it back thing is that he's become a Castellanos guy.
Yeah.
And he wants Castellanos back.
You and Elliot, Casty guys.
I appreciate what Casty brings to the team.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Yeah.
When he gets a big hit. But I'm like, you know what? That's our guy.
Yep. I felt good about it last night.
I gave him a big Casty last night.
Oh, I was fired up. Yeah. By the way, here's the Tom Kelly drop. Missed the updates, man.
Yeah.
Get them stumbling over there.
He hit it again.
We had a serious debate one time, and he didn't know I was. This is early when I was just a prick to everyone.
Yeah.
But, must win or can't lose.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And we got a serious argument about it.
I remember it. That's one of my favorite Fritz bits.
Must win or can't lose.
Yeah, is it a must win game or can't lose? And every time you ask somebody that, they say, that's stupid. They're the same thing. And then they have an opinion on which one it is.
But they got to win.
It's like hurt or injured.
Yes. What's next?
Can I give you 15 more seconds on the Eagles? If they can get Tank Bigsby even more involved in kickoffs, they'll be fine. Nick Costa still making it clear he does not watch the Eagles play.
Yeah.
Just ass takes to close out his little segment.
Yeah. And wanted, like, he wanted more time for it.
Yeah.
nice Jacorian Bennett take.
Yeah. Oh, we never heard of that guy.
Ooh.
Give us betting tips.
Do your little Eagles takes on other stations.
Yes, they don't know.
He's like the Jacorian Bennett guy they traded from the Raiders with. Like,
that guy? Oh, thanks, Nick.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I know you do a lot of hits on Fridays, but this one's in Philadelphia.
Hey, welcome to the big leagues, pal.
Yeah. What's next?
The Phils scored more runs, so they are obviously the better team. Fantasy owner Spike Eskin.
I didn't even say that.
You wanted to. They scored more runs, so they obviously should have won. Should have won the series.
It's not even what I said.
That's going to be too talked about. By the way, it was one game.
The runs.
Yeah.
But it was the one game that wasn't tight.
Yeah, they didn't have one game.
Yeah,
like
they
didn't
have a game that way.
I get it.
Yeah,
I like your point, Ike.
Could have saved a few.
I'll keep it in the holster then. When people keep crapping on them, they score more runs than the Dodgers. Isn't that what you wanted?
More hits too.
More stolen bases. Fewer strikeouts.
Yes, more home runs.
No, I think same amount of home runs. Right.
No,
more home runs.
They had two.
Schwarber hit two. Who hit the third?
JT.
Yes. Also all in one game.
Yes.
Yes, all in one game.
Well,
yes.
That's who they are. Yes. You know? What's next?
Not happy with a show-wide applause for a measured Phillies take, Elliot settled back into character, begging the Phils to keep Casty and hire Jimmy Rollins as the manager. Frank in Ardmore.
I forgot.
He threw us a curveball, with the Casty and the J-Roll.
Yes.
Yeah, the manager thing.
Yeah, they should bring back J-Roll. They should bring J-Roll in as the manager.
The only guys they fire Thompson for, in my opinion, would be Bochy and Tony Vitello.
Dude, I read all about
that?
Tony V.
The Tennessee Vols head coach.
Oh, yeah, you told me about him. Yeah.
Dude, everywhere he goes, the team starts winning. Everywhere he goes.
Could this clubhouse handle somebody coming from college baseball?
So but him and Bryce are very close.
Oh, well, that's even better.
And I know.
What makes you think everybody in the locker room wants Bryce's best friend as the manager?
Add it to the list. I don't know. I'm just saying that, like, I don't know if Pat Murphy's an ex-college coach. He's the manager of the Brewers. And I wonder if that opens the door for other college managers getting in. Now, the problem is that SEC money is better than MLB manager money. So it would have to be like a point of pride, I guess, for him to leave the SEC.
Wow.
I know.
SEC money is better than actual pro money.
It is.
Well, I tell you.
I know.
It's crazy, though. Everywhere, the last 15 years of this guy, everywhere he goes, team gets better.
I know.
Yeah.
He'd be intense. He would get thrown out of games.
He's
46.
Oh, one of those guys.
If you're looking for a guy who will
light
a little
fire,
that's this guy.
Only 46 years old.
So he has the energy, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Thank you for this. TK next? TK's
Teeks.
Next. Right? TK is next. He is going to be so mad about everything. It's going to be so good. This is going to be a listen for me on the way home. TK is next. We will talk to you on Monday from Chickies. We're back at Chickies on Monday, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
We are back at Chickies on Monday. We will see you then. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.